Blog Talk Radio.
Hotel Freddie Lane. This is Mufasa Riley, Collective Minds Radio, the co-host. Should I have a co-host on the line? Love Michelle, you with me today?
I think I am. I believe I'm here. I feel it. I feel myself.
All right, Love Lachey is on the line. Where was Kevin at? He MIA. Oh, is it his brother Kevin on the line? Hey.
I'm here. Peace.
All right, what's up? Everybody doing?
Oh, yeah, what's going on, y'all? Love Lachey, Mufasa. CMR for life.
Well, let me say, we had such a good conversation / debate last week about polygamy and polyandry. Hey, we decided to go in for a second week, round two, to get all this stuff on track, in line, clarified, smoked, cleared, all that. And y'all with me?
I'm with you. I'm wondering what went so cool.
Okay.
We here.
So yeah. I think we should backtrack. Oh, wait a minute. Before I even go in on that, it was my mother's birthday this weekend. Happy birthday, mother, again, if you're listening.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Mufasa.
Happy birthday.
Mufasa was, He was acting stingy and stuff. He didn't want to share his mom.
Oh, here she go. Here she go. Put me on pass. I dropped the ball. I dropped the ball. It's my fault.
Well, happy solar return, Mom. Another trip around the sun. You did.
Appreciate that, y'all. Appreciate that. So, all right, this is what I want to clear up. First, we're going to go into a dictionary, and we're going to define these words, polygamy, polyandry. Let's start with that, okay? So, as I'm Googling up the term polygamy, it says the practice or custom of having one or more wife or husband at the same time. Okay, so
right.
Y'all got that. We're gonna roll with that definition. We in agreement?
Say it one more time.
It says polygamy is the practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at one time.
Okay.
Right.
That's the definition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look up polyandry, it says polygamy in which a woman has more than one husband. So, actually, if we're going off these definitions, polyandry is the same as polygamy. It's just in the woman's term.
Mm-hmm.
Polygamy in which a woman has more than one.
That's ridiculous. It doesn't even have two of those doggone meanings. That's ridiculous. Okay. I just need to say that because I think they don't need both of them words. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. I mean, that's kind of silly. You know? But that's what I was saying.
Waste
of time. Waste of words.
Yeah.
But see, even saying that, that's why going back to what I was saying last week when I was saying there's different levels to this, and I think what people were trying to do is define all these different levels and, how can I say it, buds of the tree. You know, branches of the tree. Instead of just keeping it simple, polygamy means having more than one spouse, whether you're a man or a woman. People was trying to give terms to all these different branches. You know what I'm saying?
Can you make yourself clear as far as who are the people and what exactly do you mean?
The people who practice polygamy. Like,
no, when you say the people, seemed like it was something.
People who are in a polygamous relationship. Like, say, for instance, if you had a man with more than one woman, okay, they was calling that polygamy. But as we start finding out throughout the world that, you know, in some countries, in some places that women do it too, I think they just had to come up with a name for it also. They wanted to veer off because they felt like polygamy was just straight up for a man with two women. So somewhere
but
down the line, they should have used another brand.
But if they cleared it up in a definition and it's good enough, they say that it's for a man or a woman. That's what I thought. I didn't read. I'm listening to you, so I can read for myself. You know.
Yeah, that's what I agree with what you're saying. To me, it's kind of silly. That's the only excuse I come up with of why they did that. You know, if we got some people listening in, y'all can call in and maybe explain it to us. But that's the only thing I can come up with is the reason why they brought up these different terms. Because I'm in agreement with you. You could have just kept it with the basic word of polygamy and just been cool with that. Why we had to have, you know, polyandry in and try to clarify that as it's polygamy. Because you even said in the definition, it says polyandry is polygamy in which a woman has more than one man. But if you go back to polygamy, it says the practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. So I think that it could have been cool with just that. Now, I'm going to introduce another topic. I mean, another definition, another term is polyamory. Are y'all familiar with that term?
I'm not.
Okay, mm-hmm. Polyamory. You ain't familiar with that, love to say?
Huh?
You ain't with that term either, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so here's another level. That's what I was saying. I say going back to what I was saying last week about the different levels. So this is another level. Polyamory is the philosophy or state of being in love or romantically involved with more than one person at the same time. All right, y'all want me to read that again?
That happens all the time,
right. A philosophy of state of being in love or romantically involved with more than one person at the same time. There's so many people in this world, in this planet, so busy, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like when we were talking about religion. You got all these different people breaking down all these different religions. Here it is. With this topic we're talking about, you see people breaking down and having different terms for all these different romantic or different relationships. So I just said it last week. I used the term levels, but it's just that people put all these different put all these different names on it. But it starts with polygamy, which again is, to me, sums it all up. The practice, the custom, having more than one wife or husband at the same time. So now we got them definitions out the way. Okay. Now, we was talking about last week is polyamory or polygamy, is it harmful or helpful to the community? And I still would have to say myself that depending on the situation, and we'll just do each individual. We'll talk about going back to polygamy. And depends on the situation, I still say that it's helpful for the community. Because if we're just going to use the term polygamy as a man having more than one wife, I can see that being useful in a certain setting. Because in our community, and I'm talking about the black community right now, but this topic goes beyond just black culture. You do have a lot of, going back to what I was saying last week again, a lot of broken homes, single parenting, a lot of single females out here trying to raise kids on their own. And it's a shortage, I believe, of good men out here. And so I see polygamy as being helpful, because if you have a man that has the means and has the mindset and the ability to take care of more than one wife and children, I see it being useful than having females being attracted to or seeking out relationships with bad men. You know what I'm saying? Because we all, you know, people want to be intimate with someone. People want to be in a relationship. So I still see it being helpful that a woman can be in a relationship with someone else with a good couple than having to do it all alone, you know, herself. Have to try to raise the kids alone, try to mentor her kids alone. I mean, I'm not saying single women can't raise children, but to me it's still easy and it's better when you have a couple raising a family structure, you know, both sides. So I still say polygamy is helpful. Now, if we're talking about polyamory, now for me, just the term of, if we're just going to say being romantic, now we haven't even gotten on the sexual aspect yet, but in polyamory, if you got a woman being involved with more than one man, now, I can see it in a situation where it's just, you know, a drastic situation where she got two men that had to make a hole. You know, one man can take care of bills, but ain't good at being romantic or being a caregiver. You know, as far as teaching or raising a family. You got the other guy who may be good at that, but just ain't good at paying bills. Not good at being financially stable to take care of the family. So in a drastic situation like that, oh, okay, well, it could be beneficial for a woman to have two husbands. But me, I feel that as a man should step up and be able to handle that. A man should be able to listen to his woman and do whatever he needs, whatever she needs of him. He should be able to get out there and put a roof over her head. He should be able to listen to her needs, be there for her spiritually, physically. He has to be, you know, an everything man. You know, that is the role of being a man, being the head of the household.
Right. Let me hop in real quick and just ask this question. So then what about a woman being all that she can be for that particular man, to where he doesn't need multiple wives? He can just, you know, that woman should be everything for that man. What would you say, you know, to somebody who brought that argument?
And I'm with that. That's why I was saying, when you go back to a polygamous relationship, that has to be something that's in agreement with that man and that woman, because it's not being done to satisfy his greed. It's being done on the strength that we know it's a shortage of good men out here, and we got a lot of women out here trying to raise children. So it has to be done with that man. Look at this. Here's going to last already. It has to be done in agreement. I'm going to wrap up in a second.
I literally almost died. I had to let it out. I had it held in too long.
All right. Let me hurry up and wrap up. I'm opening the argument. So love the shaking half away. And Brother Kevin can get in also, but I'm just laying out my opening statements here. So, yeah, that has to be an agreement upon between the man and the woman. You know, because even you said last week, love, to say it's about community building. And I agree with you on that. But every situation
well, I
is different.
Well, I need to something up because I have to stop you. Well, no, I don't. Go ahead. I can wait.
Okay. All right. That's right. There you go. Be calm. So, yeah, it has to be agreed upon between the man and the woman that, hey,
I don't know.
How do you feel about, you know, how do the couple feel about taking on another woman in that relationship? And because, like I said, it's beneficial to what we are living in. You do have a shortage of decent men out here. And I would rather see two women together with a man in a family setting than a woman with a whole dog. I'd rather see her with a half a good man than a whole dog. Because when she with that whole dog, what's she going to be doing? She's going to be having babies with them. They're going to be breeding together, bad children. It just ain't going to be no good.
Let's just stop it here.
Go ahead. Come on, bring it in.
Get them, what
you
got, Shane. Get them.
Because you said circles. Now, okay, first off, I do want to clear something up. Last week, as far as the community building, I said if that's what it is, because I'm not with the polygamy thing. I'm not with none of it. So none of the levels. So
now, hold on. Now, would you say that? Let me know why you think it would not be beneficial to the community. Because let's keep it in context with our question was, is polygamy or polyandry, can they be helpful to the community? So let us know why you say neither one of the two is beneficial. What's the bad part of it? If you see no pros in it, I'm sure, on neither one. So what's all the cons? Lay them out to us.
You love to have the mic. You love to have it. Now.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay, so I just personally don't feel that it's necessary to do because I for one feel like one man and one woman. That's just the bottom line of it. And if it's against that or if it's something else outside of that, then I disagree with it because I think it creates too many issues for me. And I'm pretty sure these are common issues for not just men, but women as well, everybody. I think, you know, that's why you don't have right now so many women just okay with it and so many men. In fact, I ain't too many men that's okay with it regardless. And I say if it's okay for a man, it's okay for a woman. If it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay all the way around. It ain't going to be bad for the man or good for the man and bad for the woman. That's ridiculous there. So you don't even have a lot of men that's willing to do it because it's an uncomfortable situation and it's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary gesture to have. So I think anytime you're doing something that doesn't make enough sense, it's just wasteful. You're wasting time. Ain't nobody got the time. Time is important, and I think that's just wasteful. I think it's poor teaching to tell someone, a child, that it's okay to have a man, although he may have another woman. I just think that's poor teaching. I have daughters, and I would not teach my daughters to settle for anything, especially a man. Because there are good men out here that you can, just like you saying that a man's supposed to be like this and where it shouldn't be another man, it don't make sense because a man should be standing strong, and you preached all that. And so that's why it's men out here that can do that. And I think this is where we're departing at because you seem to think that there's not. I'm not saying that it's millions, but there are some, and I also think that people can change. Environments play a lot of part with things and behaviors and all those things. So, like I said last week, what the energy should be focused on is just building communities. That's where the focus should be at, ultimately, because I'm not getting ready to teach my daughters and no other daughter that it's okay to settle for half of a man. That sounds ridiculous. I feel like a bad parent to just say that. I'm not going to teach my daughters anything like that. It's men out here. That's our departure. It's men out here. The practice of it, that's just basically building communities on when you're talking about the different sources and resources and stuff that they'll bring together and help each other. I think that's just basic community building that needs to be addressed. You know, we need to work on that versus how much I just had two women. Or she can just have two men. That's just not necessary to do. It's an unnecessary gesture. I don't see the big reason in me having two men when I can't see the purpose in that at all. Where it is, I don't know. But as far as it being harmful, I think it just harms the quality of human nature. That's what I think is harmful to the quality of humans, and I just think that's where it breaks us down. So if we're broken down, of course, that's going to affect the community in which we live anyway. And you're going to be raising folks like Donald Trump running the country. And look at the danger he got us in. He got millions of people's lives in his hands. And he acting like a calm fool. You know? So I think we just need to, I think our focus should be on just building communities and building each other as individuals. All that old stuff talking about two wives and all that, I think that's just poor teaching. I think it's time wasting, and I don't think it's good to waste time.
All right, well, I tell you what, it was good intro to how you feel, Brother Kent. You want to add on something so we get a caller in?
Lastly, though, because last week I was supposed to give you guys a definition of if the two mates, not so much a definition, but what the term was, if multiple mates share, you know, like you have the couple. And I think that's polyfidelity.
But
that's what they call that.
Polyfidelity. Oh, right, where it's a group of couples living together and just swapping and doing all, you know, whatever.
Exactly. And you know, you got three women, three men in this big house, and they living together, and they, they eating and all that. That's great for six people, but we need to learn how to do that for everybody. That's what I'm saying. It ain't about them just so much living together. We need to build up each other regardless. It ain't about the marriage thing, and all. It shouldn't be about that. I think the focus should just be on the fact that we need to just do better, period. Talking about some polygamy. I wish the fella would come to me talking about another one.
I do want to chime in. Yeah, let me chime in too, because I'm like the neutral party in this. So, but I'm leaning more towards Love Lachey's argument because, like she said, we need to focus on building community. And if we think that, you know, getting in polygamy relationships is going to solve the issues that we have, you know, I think we might be mistaken on that tip because, you know, true enough, there's a lot of single women out here raising kids, and there may be a shortage of single black men in our community due to, you know, just society problems, you know, jail, mass incarceration, all these other type of things where it's hard, you know, for a black man to get on his feet and provide. However, one good man, you know, getting multiple wives, I don't think is going to solve that issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, fundamentally, it may sound good, like, yeah, we can, you know, all work together, be in the house and do all this, but I don't think it's very practical, you know, in these days and times that we're living in. You know what I'm saying? Because if a woman, let's say a woman is single and has kids, if we had a strong community, there would be men in that community would be helping her with her sons if she had sons. You know, there would be men in that community helping her out as she goes along and raise these kids, and they don't have to necessarily be married, or she doesn't have to necessarily be married to these men. These would just be strong men in the community that would be looking out for the sisters with sons, you know, trying to take the sons under the wing and teach them a few things and mentor and do all these type of things. That is what we need more than, quote unquote, having, you know, more than one wife and, you know, polygamy as far as bettering our community. We just need a stronger community, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just need men to step up if they see a young lady out here, you know, with three sons and she raising them by herself. It doesn't necessarily have to be he trying to sleep with her. He should just be looking out for her and her sons, you know, just trying to make the community strong and better just on that tip. So, you know, I'm new to party on this. I do hear both arguments, but I'm kind of leaning with Love Lachey because I just think, like you say, Mufasa, if a man is strong enough and he should be holding down a house, I think a woman is equally capable of being that one woman for that man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's my belief that we here to find our counterpart. You know what I mean? We want to make one whole. We want to make two halves of one whole. You know what I'm saying? We here to find our counterpart, which is the female to the male or the male to the female. You know what I'm saying? We just here to find our counterpart and progress and move and procreate and do all those things. So I just think if a man can be all he can be for that one woman, I think the woman can be all she can be for that man, where he doesn't have to supplement and be like, I need one woman to cook, I need one to raise the kids, I need one to do that. No, she can be, one woman can be all those things, and then you guys work together and pick up the slack wherever, you know, there may be slack. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't think it's very practical in this day and times for polygamy. And then, like I said last week, I just don't feel like we are mentally in a place where we can even practice it and it be affected, because the same relationships we having with just one spouse, just multiply that by 10, you know what I mean? Just multiply that with different spouses. Like, we got a lot of issues as far as black relationships. So I think it would definitely complicate things if we had more than one spouse to deal with. So, you know, I'll leave it right there and for the moment.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Love Lachey, see if we got a call on, see if they got something they want to say before I give my rebuttal.
Okay, we can take the call. 864 area code. You there, caller?
Peace, love, and black African power to all you beautiful black people. How y'all doing?
Peace,
hey,
peace, love as well. Peace.
Black power, brother.
Black Power family, this is a great topic, and ironically, my mother and I, she was telling me about, my mother's in the church, and she was telling me about, when I called her this morning, she was telling me about Preacher Noel Jones or something. He was talking about the same thing, and I'm not going to put anybody on the spot, but I've heard a lot of people that will say if their child is gay or is wanting to be gay, speculating or inquisitive on, you know, had curious, bi-curious, whatever, a lot of times they're lenient on this, okay? I've heard more so than not, well, hey, I'm not going to judge my kid, you know, if they want to go out and have sex with the same gender, hey, that's what makes them happy. It's okay. Now, I'm not sure how, you know, everybody on this line feels. I do feel like that is the majority, a lot of the dynamics here nowadays, especially since the government has said it's okay to be gay. Okay, now it's opened the door And I think that's kind of fitting for people's personal laws. And now they basically let down their guard and say, well, okay, it's okay to be gay. But we do know from children, young boys, young girls growing up, in the factual situations, and that's what I wanted to kind of bring facts and evidence to the situation.
Now, before you go in on that, I want to remind you that now the topic is polygamy and polyandry.
Okay.
But not right. not gay, but it's just
okay. But even when we're talking about not gay, I just mm-hmm. we talk about why either of these two would be a tool, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we know we have sex, or we know we get into relationships, marriages, to hopefully procreate, right? We talk about sustainable communities. You understand? We're talking about raising children. That's what it's all about, the children. With two men, you can't have no child. With two women, you cannot have a child. Okay? But what I'm saying is a lot of people, they will beat up on polygamy. But those same people, they don't beat up on homosexuality. Now, I'm not saying that any of you guys on this line, okay?
Gotcha.
But I'm just bringing that because we don't have an overwhelming amount of popularity to the polygamy situation. But we do have the popularity to being homosexual, whether it be the rompers, whether it be purses. We do know that our little boys are now seeing men. So we're talking about things or tools that are either going to help production in a community or help to destroy a community. And so like we're saying, even practicing polygamy, even comparing to polyandry, if you had one man and 15 women versus one woman and 15 men, one situation just facilitates and accommodates to producing more so than the other one does. One of them adds up more so than the other one does. So I'm not saying practicing marriage, having a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or polygamy, polyandry, outside of order is going to be complicated anyway. You understand? So I'm pretty sure you guys can definitely tell that I'm for polygamy. But I'm not for polygamy practice in a warped fashion. You understand? I'm not for that. I've been seeing people practice that in a warped fashion. I'm not for that. I saw, even with the rise of polygamy, I saw this sister the other day. She said that, hey, she wanted, they had her, and I forgot what they called this relationship. But she came out and she said she's having sex with the husband and, you know, another woman is, because it's all about sharing the penis. It's all about sharing the penis. I think when you get married, anyway, to one wife or two wives, it should be a spiritual devotion. That's what you're doing it for, spiritually. You're not doing it for some type of lust, sexual fest and orgy fun. You're not doing it for that. Now, I'm not saying people aren't doing it for that, but you have people that are heterosexually married that marry a man for his money. You have situations where a man might marry this woman because she got a fat bunker. You know what I'm saying? Because she can make love to. Those are the wrong reasons to have, you know, marriages. Maybe the marriages, the heterosexual relationships, they're failing. 70%. Maybe over 70% divorce rate. So even with that, I think it might be okay to say, well, hey, I don't want my child to get married because we're failing. We're failing miserably at that. But I wouldn't promote and tell anybody not to get married just because it's not doing too well. You understand? And so even in the case, I'm just seeing, even in polygamy, to me it just adds up. If we have a brother that is we have young men in today's society having to see older men, rather than taking care of a woman, sustaining one woman, he says, well, hey, I'm going to go take care of another man. You understand? So that definitely doesn't show manhood to either our little girls or our little boys. But if we are seeing the dynamics where a person in which I have a priest, my teacher, he practiced polygamy. And from what I've seen in the dynamics, it has been all well. I'm pretty sure it's not perfect, just like relationships aren't perfect. But it hasn't been all. It had, from what I've seen, like we said, the things of helping out in the family. Even if we're saying having a family business, in which they do, you understand that centralizes everything and brings everything back. It makes everything a little more potent, from what I've seen. Okay. Mm-hmm. It makes everything a little more potent for us as black people because we know in the dynamics in which we are, we have a system that constantly wants to kill our men, constantly wants to put us down and do all. Look at what they did to LeBron. He's a millionaire. He was still, as a multimillionaire, he was discussing the same thing that we may have to go through on the lower level of manhood, where we have been the most endangered species almost since the beginning of the creation of the European. Nothing has been attacked like us, the black man, and that's globally all around. So I'm just saying, even utilizing marriage as a tool, heterosexual, just one man and one woman, I encourage young men and young girls to practice that in a way where they can succeed beyond the 70% divorce rate. Because obviously just because we get married to just the one person, that doesn't mean it is working out. Okay,
right.
So even in polygamy, I encourage the man to do that in the right manner. I encourage the women to do that in the right manner. Not this ain't no pimping and no hoeing type of thing. I look at this as a tool for nation building. And for what I'm seeing, it's an effective tool. Because if all of the brothers on this line, if we were able to have more than one wife, not saying that everybody should be doing it. I'm not saying that. It's not for everybody. I think a lot of us on the line, and giving your personal views, if it's not for you, then so be it. I think we should turn our head the same way a lot of people turn their head on that gay stuff. Because people say, well, hey, regardless of whatever, they say, well, okay, that's not my business. I ain't gonna, why don't we treat polygamy in the same manner? And that's not what I'm saying. I'm just hearing a lot of people
polygamy. I was going to say polygamy and homosexuality is different. Like this brother Kev, and for the record, you know, I'm against the act of homosexuality in the community. I don't think it's constructive. You know, I don't think it's good at all for the community. But I think polygamy is something totally different because, like I said, I can tolerate it. Like if someone wants to practice polygamy, that's cool. But I just don't think it's the answer to our nation building. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I think fundamentally it sounds good and the kind of position that we're in with a lot of single black women. It sounds good, but I just don't think it's very practical at this point because we have a lot of issues that we need to work on as far as black relationships, as far as showing love towards each other, as far as being healthy, mentally stable, you know, universal men and women. We have a lot of work to do in those areas before we can think about being in a relationship where we got multiple spouses. You dig what I'm saying? And that's just my opinion. So I think we can separate the homosexuality from that because I don't condone homosexuality at all, period. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know,
I wasn't saying you, brother, and I definitely, you know,
right,
feel
right,
what
right.
You're
I
saying.
Know. I'm here.
But
I'm
just
here.
Seems like a lot of times, you know, I am met because I am one that is pro polygamy, practice in the right manner. Because, like you said, I'm not for just having single spouses and you not ready for it. You know, you understand?
Yeah,
I don't encourage that at any level. So I do feel like there is a lot of things that we as men have to learn within ourselves. And as well as our women have to learn within themselves to know what they open themselves up to and what they want. So
right.
I'm definitely understanding what you're saying. Like, it can't be a thing that is practiced properly, but I am wondering, you know, if that were the case, will there be more accountability if a man had two wives? You know, because we are in the first stages of it. We ain't really seen it being practiced. So I think that's why a lot of times it's getting a lot of scrutiny because it's a new thing. You know,
right,
and, you know, so even because I told this to my mother, and here I'm here in South Carolina, and I think South Carolina was once upon a time like the top in the whole nation on criminal domestic murders, homicides, where the woman got killed a lot of times. So even when we're talking about the pros, imagine the situation where a guy wanted to come home and beat on his wife, and it was two wives or three women. You understand? Because this is an actuality. You understand? Mm-hmm. This is something that we have. We have men that are coming home beating on their women. Well, a lot of women don't even tell about this. The children have to see that. Right? As we're questioning what the children have to see. This is a fact. I know some children had to see their father kill and murder their mother. That is what we don't want. So I do question, if there were another woman in the house, would that guy have been more apt to jump on that woman and beat that woman up? Or would he would have said, you know, say, you know, because one of the women would have came in and whooped his ass, and then the other one, you understand?
Right.
So even when we're talking
because
about looking at the pros.
Because they sisters at the end of the day.
Right,
they're not
right.
going, that brother ain't going to do that if he got three wives. He's not going to come in there beating on one as sisterhood. It's just like a regular sister. They ain't
no sister going to let you beat that sister.
They're going to say, hold up, you tripping. They're going to get him in line. And that's why another reason why I say it's beneficial, because it also is going to make that man step up to the plate and do what he's supposed to do and handle his business as a man instead of having these women out here that are pairing up with these dudes that ain't about nothing. That's why I say it's beneficial. And I feel what you're saying, Brother Kevin, as far as it's not being, you know, taught up or practiced correctly. But if it is taught correctly, then I say it could be beneficial because
it's family oriented.
You know what I mean? And you don't have, like the caller saying, you don't have these people getting in these bad relationships, homosexual relationships, or just bad relationships, period. You know what I mean?
Right.
I appreciate where you're coming from with that caller.
Well, I think a lot of brothers may be. I think a lot of brothers, when they think about polygamy, the first thing they think of is
booty.
I get to have sex with more. Exactly, I get to have sex with more than one woman. So that leads to, like, if you're going in thinking like that, then you know it's probably not going to be constructive. You dig what I'm saying?
Right. That's right. And if so, brother, like if you look at it from a sexual content, you should look at like, ooh, I got four yonis. I can have four kids per year. I can have four kids every year. You understand? And we're talking about sustaining. Just as we're talking about nation building. And if I'm a quality man, if I'm a quality man and these four women have chosen a quality man and they know how to view a quality man, guess what? When we have four sons every year or when we have, boy, those same women, we're going to embody that quality man inside those four sons. But we're going to be raising these four children every year. And maybe you might get eight. And like I said, it's not for everybody. I'm not saying, you know, but right now we need a tool that is going to help us gain some leverage and get us back on top. Because like the sister said, we have dynamics where them trumps are kicking our butts. And there's, like they said, there's power in numbers. We have far more of those white people, especially here in America, that feel like that, like, hey, we want to keep everything for our white selves and to help build our white nation. So I feel like with having more children, producing more children, if you have four yonis, not just for booty pleasing and just to do, but to procreate. You know, not saying
I'm just saying the numbers, brother. That's all. On that point, I will agree because I will add this in there. Polygamy is outlawed. And anything that white people don't like, I think
we should
look at. You dig what I'm saying?
If they don't like it,
it must be something there. You dig what I'm saying? If they like it, we need to be running from it. So I will say that. It's outlawed. So
They're the ones that brought the monogamous mindset on to us.
I heard that too.
You know, you got
now even people that are saying, even because the Europeans have created and established this law where it's okay, and that's why I brought up the homosexual thing, because they're saying, okay, there's no law against homosexuality, and they just said it's okay to get married to an animal in Canada. So we see where these crackers is going with this. Pretty soon it's going to be that it's okay to marry children. They're going to say they're bringing that up next. That's what they're about to bring out. So even with this, we definitely need some stronger leverage. We need some things that are going to help us cultivate. You know, like I said, everybody ain't got to be in the community, ain't got to be no polygamy. But I don't think we should be just hurling insults at those that are doing it in the right manner. I think we should look at
right.
it and admire it as a tool and say, hey, man, I,
right.
I really do see how this thing can work. And it could,
agreed.
It is working when it's done
yeah.
properly.
Because I add another dynamic into it. And Lovely say, you got to pay attention to this one. Polygamy is something that can be used to empower families. And the powers that be, they don't want lower class people empowering themselves. You know what I mean? That's a financial empowerment. That's also empowering your children to have the correct morals and values. And the powers that be don't want that. They want the lower class people to say, look, they need somebody to step on, So that's how I look at it also is they don't want it for a reason. It's cool to us to keep on having this, like he was talking about with the gays, where you're legalizing gay marriages and we fighting for the gay rights. And now, like he's saying about the children stuff, but for some reason, when we get to talking about that polygamy, I want to hear that.
Yeah, that's the question. Why is it illegal in some states or most states, I believe? Like, why is polygamy illegal? You dig what I'm saying? Like, they got their reasons because, like the caller saying, like Mufasa say, it is a tool for nation building. And if it's done right, they know how powerful and effective it can be, you know, would be my opinion. But, yeah, if they don't like it, then we should be looking into it. You dig?
Yeah, we just been raised and trained. You know, a lot of, especially, sometimes I wonder, who is the most, how do you say this? Because I was thinking about it earlier, golly. Who is the most territorial, the white man or the black one? Because this white man is training these black women to be straight up territorial and not think about nation building. It's my, all about me. You know, that's how they teaching them.
Instead yeah, that's
them,
right.
have the proper mindset of, no, we doing this for the benefit of the whole. And also these brothers that, like we were saying, that's pimping our women and doing this in the wrong way. No, they need to be set down. They need to be castrated out. They need to be, you know what I'm saying, put on blast. No, you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. You just taking advantage of our queens. And that's not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do this as a part of building up our family structure and making our communities better. That's how it's supposed to be looked at.
If you take a look at some of the products, I think there have been some women that actually talk about Sister Latavia. She's from Michigan. She's one. She's on Facebook as being one product. And there are a few other sisters in particular bits of them being raised in a polygamous marriage. So, you know, even though I know there might be a lot of cons that we can discuss, and I think that could be even the case in regular marriage. We could talk about a whole bunch of cons. But I think we definitely, as being nation builders, we want to look at the broader part versus, you know, what we are going through. You know what I'm saying? Because we know our families are messed up. Little boys are liking little boys, little girls. You know what I'm saying? So I do feel like there should be some type of tool, you know, not cloning. I'm not going to suggest cloning. But it should seem like we should kind of have some type of replication or a way to manufacture good quality people. You know what I'm saying? If the apple don't fall too far from the tree and it's a good quality tree, I say, well, hey, we need to put some work in that tree. And, you know, the tree has a lot of different limbs.
Yeah, well, I got one more question for you, Carla, because you might not have caught our last week, so this is actually part two on this. We started our debate on this last week, and at that time we went into another thing about, we was asking brothers, how many right now, you yourself, and you got to say your age and none of that, but at this point right now, brother, how many of your friends or how many good single men you know right now that you would say, hey, I would introduce to my sister or something like that? How many single good men do you know right now that could be attached to a good woman?
And you're not saying polygamous, right? You're just saying just a good quality man, period, right?
Right, just period. Just out there.
Oh, it ain't many. Listen, bro, it ain't many of us.
The ratio is very low. It ain't many of the brothers that actually understand and know the importance of quality living. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or kind of cutting that cracker out of you, because we've been trained a lot of the conditions by the European. I think we got to be honest with that. So when we want to go out here and be womanizers and want to be doing all this other stuff, and a lot of times it's been because of our conditioning from the Europeans. So a lot of our men are still embedded with that lustful conditioning, where we only just see some booty, and where even now you probably have men that have sex with these transvestites just because they got some butt implants, or you understand, just because they're so lustful. This is just I'm not saying people that I know in particular, but you know, I don't know a lot of brothers that are, you know, just quality men, you know, like that.
Our co-host love to say she done tipped back in the background. She got quiet on me. She know where the, she say she know where the honey hole is, a good brother.
Well, that's not what I said, caller. I like my own expression. This is what I say, is that there are good men out here all over, and I believe that.
And I'm definitely with you. But to say that they're all over, like I'm looking at the divorce rate, and the fact that 70% of us are not making it. So even if, you know, those are the ones that are actually going on to become fathers in the family, but there's something that is lodged in there that we're not making it. I don't know what it is, but I do feel like it's a lot of like stuff we got to kill on the inside. Our lustful habits, these conditionings and stuff that kind of may break. You know, and I can be honest, when you look at the music of today, it kind of shows where our head is at. Because music is a very political thing. The reason why you see those artists is because we are supporting them. So they kind of lets us know where our head is at. A lot of our music, a lot of our men, calling our women itches, referring to our women as hoes and this and that. You know, that's just I feel like it's a lot of our men that will go to that extent rather than saying, well, hey, the black woman is queen, or we're going to bow down and respect our black woman, and I'm going to be, it's not many of those. But sis, I think if there are probably a lot of women that want to know what you know, or I don't know if you might be trying to keep them for yourself, but they probably do want to know the same thing that you know too, sis. They want to know where those good brothers at.
Good brothers out here. Let me ask you guys this then. What to you is a good brother? What's a good guy then? That's what I want
to
know. What's a good guy?
To me, because I'm an African man, I know the thing that makes me black is because I'm African. I think what makes a good black man is because he knows who he is and what he is to do. You understand? He knows that he has his penis not to go out there and show off to the women, but for procreating, for establishing communities, for building families, for building nations. You understand? I think that is the mentality that us as men should have, because we should be the initiators. Like with our phallus or with our penis, it goes out. That's why in the morning we should be getting ready to go out, you understand, to make ourselves quality men so we can bring back home the bread, bring back the yam, so the queen can pound the yam for us, and then we can do it again tomorrow. You know, I feel like this is the quality. Quality should be being able to be devoted to your family. So rather than going over there with the homeboys and doing this, you should be there with your family. These are things.
Right.
Of course, it's not going to be all perfect. Some people might have more of this than others and this. You know, but I feel like even when it comes down to protecting your family, there are some brothers that will not protect their family. Some brothers that won't change the tie for their queen. These are things, nigga, you should be opening that door. You should be pulling out that seat, whatever she wants you to do within reason. You know, we should definitely be honoring our mothers, our queens, and as we have daughters. This is a continuum. We should look at we should respect our queens in the same manner that we respect our mothers. And we should want to respect our queens in the same manner that we should want another man to respect our daughters. That's just it. And I think the more that we, as men, respect the feminine quality in that manner rather than diminish it, that will bring about the quality in which I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I say. Then, right. as that goes on, we can get to a point where polygamy may not be needed as such. You know, you have a man that can marry one woman, know how to treat her. We won't have so many single females out here, single mothers out here that don't have a quality man to build with. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I'm at, because you cannot ignore the fact that there is more women out here that do not have a quality man that they can build with. Mm-hmm. That's just the fact.
Right.
Yeah, just real because, I mean, yeah, the fact, actually it's more women than men on the planet. So if you take mm-hmm. the black situation and just think about, you know, the black men has been caught up in the gang, mass incarceration, may have been killed, may have been turned gay, you know, on this other stuff. So just that alone, you know, I tell you that it's more single women, or it's more women out here than men. You dig what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
You know, y'all make a good
absolutely.
Point on that. Y'all definitely make a good point on that.
Hey, can I ask the sis a question real quick, sis, please?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you a question. I think you said earlier you had a daughter. But in the dynamic, because I asked my mother the same question about my daughters. And if we had a dynamic where your daughter has one man and he's harmful, he's damaging to her. He's, you know, whether it be with his tongue, with his hands, or even with his actions, what he does. Would you prefer your daughter to be in that relationship, or if there was a quality man, very good man, and knew how to take care of his family, knew how to, you know, bow down to his wife, you understand, knew how to humble himself to his wife. It was a quality man, but he had two wives. Which to you would you prefer, sis?
Well, realistically, those are not my daughter's only two options. Those are not the I don't have to choose between those two, because I wouldn't choose either one of those. I would encourage her to be the or. There are other options out here for her. She can wait on the other good guy that you guys are telling me don't exist.
Uh-huh.
You know how you broke the quality man down. That's great. You know, that is wonderful. That's ideal. I love that. You know, mm-hmm. However, you still have men out here. And I'm not saying that it's flooding over. I'm not suggesting mm-hmm. that. But what I am suggesting is that those are not my two choices that my daughter have in life. And listening to you guys, you saying that those are the two choices.
That's
how it sounds, because you can have, me personally, I still think it's not necessary. It's not a necessary thing. Now, if we're going to look in terms of the current situation right now, I understand where you guys are going. I understand that. I can see the rationale behind that, and we're just going to judge currently right now, which is fair. You know, to say, okay, this can be, like you said, a tool to maybe build the community up. Okay, yeah, you want to do that. You know, I can see the rationale behind that. But I'm thinking overall, because I believe Mufasa even kind of alluded to this, you know, and then maybe we won't need a polygamous relationship. So I'm saying in the bigger picture of things, if the polygamy mm-hmm. is a tool to be used to build mm-hmm. the community, and the goal is to just to build a community where one day, as Mufasa kind of alluded to, that maybe we're going to have to do it, then perhaps what I'm saying is in a bigger scheme of things, it's unnecessary to do. Our focus should still be on building communities. And if I'm understanding you correctly, like I said, I understand the rationale behind, okay, well, this is one way to do it, because you will take a quality man and breed all these quality babies. We already know that that's not foolproof, of course, you know, because we pass down genetic genes and things like that. I understand that. But individuals just individuals. There's no guarantee. So you sit around, a man sit around and have 20 kids, 20 of them ain't going to be great. Maybe physically they may be great because they may inherit some statues of their father, certain looks and things like that. Certain behavior-wise, it's too up in the air to just assume that if we do it. So I still think because of that, and yes, you can still have 20, the great man can have 20 great kids. That is possible as well. But my point is because you do have all this possible, maybe not the kids to just build in the community. That's for me. You know, the kids to just build a community. I'm not going to look down on anyone's choice, you know, but I think if the key is to build a community, that's what we need to be focused on because building a community helps a lot of things. And personally, I really feel like building the community starts within ourselves anyway, you know. So and you get the quality individuals that can pair up and make quality babies, you know. But it does take. I understand the rationale, you know, but I still think that it's an unnecessary practice. But if you want to go with the right now current situation and state that we are in and you say, okay, we can just use this as a tool to kind of help get us out of that, I understand that. I do understand it, you know, but...
And I understand what you're saying too, sis, because everybody ain't ready for it. You know, even with you, and like you said, your personal... Like, you don't have to do it ain't for everybody, and I agree with you. Just like marriage ain't for everybody. There's some people that never will be married. I wouldn't promote to everybody to go out there and get married. You know, obviously with the divorce rate of 70%, clearly, you know, everybody wasn't ready to get married. So I'm agreeing with you. And, you know, I definitely agree with you that it's not for everybody. I'm not trying to push that on anybody, but I'm just saying, you know, just agreeing with the same thing you're saying, that utilizing it as a tool to build community, establish family, promoting the quality. If your one mama know that if you curse or if you show out and you do something, that she going to get on your butt. Imagine if you had five mamas that felt the same way. That is like extra reinforcement of the quality that is established.
Right.
Well, remember, back in the day, five mamas is your neighbor, your aunt.
Back in the day, how it was.
Right.
Now, that's what I'm gonna say. I gotta ask you this. Let me help you out here for a second, caller, because I know you're new to our show, and what you don't know is our host love to say can kind of do a little Hillary on you. You know, she like a politician. So let me ask the question, love and day. If you had to make a choice, which one of the two scenarios would you rather your daughter be in? Don't give us the Hillary Clinton answer. Just tell us out of the two scenarios, which one of the two would you prefer? If you only had to make a choice between the two, which one of the scenarios would you prefer for your daughter to be in?
Can you give us that?
Listen. Here we go.
I'm sorry, but it's more than two choices. There's no way to just have two choices. I'm sorry. I know it's just not. Because you always got a third one, if nothing else, to not pick any of them.
Just for the sake of argument.
I mean, it's not an argument. Yeah, this is a reaction statement. It's more than two choices. It's just with the reality.
I think I know if you had to pick, I know exactly which one you would pick. You don't even have to say anything. I know exactly which one you will pick. I know exactly which one you like. That's one of the things.
Right,
like,
we know.
You know, I already know. So yeah, I know. You good with this?
And I understand. I just wanted to give Lovelace a chance to go ahead and get off the fence and let us know that it was a direct. But you know, I love her dearly. I understand she's a politician. And this is what
it's more than two choices, sir. I'm sorry. It's no way to give me that. That's not being a politician. That's just true. That's true reality. You know?
I think we're saying it is other choices, but just not in that scenario though.
In this scenario, my daughter don't have the choice just to pick nobody.
I'm just saying in this scenario, I just brought the two, just like the two, just that's all, just like. And I understand if you say you didn't want to answer the scenario, I would understand. But just in the scenario, there's only two, you know, just two. There's two options. There's two choices. In this scenario. I'm not saying another scenario, but just in this particular specific scenario. There's only two.
You,
but sis, you don't have to say, I know what your answer would be, sis. I know.
Okay. Let's say y'all was... I'm going to try this. If y'all was in bondage and they gave you a way out saying this is the lifestyle that your daughter has to choose, A or B, you know, they ain't giving you no other option. It's either that or you going to throw to the lion. You're going to take the lion.
Hold on, that's ridiculous.
You're going to take
that's
the lion.
Ridiculous.
Throw it to the lion.
That's ridiculous. You already know, like the caller said, he already know what I would pick. That's a ridiculous, unrealistic situation. Everybody would know what somebody would do in that situation. But that is a ridiculous thing. And that's fine. But I'll do the same thing. Come on now. You think I'm retarded? You know what I pick.
She's hardened.
You don't like truth. I see that. I learned that. You don't like truth. You don't like hardcore, solid truth.
Oh, I love
you. Can't
truth. It. I just
you can't deal with
I
it.
I just want to see you jump off that fence one time. That's all. Just jump on off that fence. Come on.
But you know, like I said before. You know, I do understand, you know, the rationale behind it. I get the philosophy. You know, everybody's a philosopher when it comes to, you know, justifying their own action. And I get the philosophy.
Right.
That's fair enough. I get it. I get the philosophy. I just don't think that those are our only options. I've just never lived my life like that. I try not to give myself too many limitations and boundaries. So it's hard for me to say, okay, well, there's no good men, or to accept, well, I just got to do it this. I just don't. I try to have a little bit more freedom in my thinking. So it's just hard for me to get it sometimes. But, I mean, you guys broke it down enough. I get the rationale. You know, behind that. Currently today, if we want to use that as a tool to say, hey, this can help our community, this is one way to do it, bam, okay, you get everybody to persuade that way and to actually do it, and it actually helps, then, hey, that's fine. That's great. That's all we want to do is come to a point where we have, you know, quality people that's living and running on this, running this world. You know, so that's what we need to do. And
I have I have to do this. I have to do this, Brother Kev. What about you, Brother Kev? Can you give us?
I'm with Love Lachey. I think the problems that we have in our community are way bigger. You know what I'm saying? I just think the problems that we have would not be solved by polygamy. And like Love Lachey was saying, as far as our community, if we need some people to help raise and to check the kids when they're doing wrong, that used to be the neighbors. That used to be aunties, uncles. You know what I'm saying? So we got to work on that before we can, you know, get into any other type situation as far as polygamy. We need to work on... You
agree.
What I'm saying? It's a lot of problems.
That's true.
The same question
I
that he asked Kirk. I just want to see if the same question that me and the caller asked Love Lachey, if we asked you that same question as far as your daughter picking A or B.
Oh, yeah. And I have daughters, and y'all, like Love Lachey say, y'all know what we would pick. We would go with the obvious. We want, you know, we want our daughters to be treated right, to be respected and all that. So that goes without saying. However...
Right.
You know, with that being said,
at least you somewhat answered it. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna just be real. Yeah.
I answered it too, because I said, this is what I said. That's a ridiculous question. You already know what I would do. The same thing you would do. That's my answer.
Right. Well, the caller didn't know. That's why he asked you the question. He didn't know.
Well, that's what my answer was to the question. I answered the question. If that was the scenario I was in, you know, I'm like, that's ridiculous. You know what I would pick? The same thing you would pick. And Nicole,
yeah,
but
any
said, you know,
rational person.
Right, it's like, come on now.
I'll let y'all off the hook. Okay.
And I think y'all's points, y'all are bringing some good points as well, just as we are having this conversation, because that's what you do. You kind of go back and forth to iron out the wrinkles and get a more clear understanding, because I think we're in the first primary stages, the kindergarten stages of even understanding what polygamy is and why it needs to be done. And, you know, and like you guys said, it's not the only option. I'm not saying I'm not forcing people to go here. That's what I'm not doing. You know, definitely I'm for quality of life, and if your wife says she don't want no other, you know, you ain't getting that, or you know, and really the woman is the one that is supposed to vet. The woman is the one that calls the shot. She, in an organic polygamous relationship, if she don't say it go down, it don't go down.
It don't go down.
That's just the FYI. That, and that does, you know, again, and it's not anything that's done for any type of sexually awkward reasons or anything like that from the cases. Not saying that people don't do it in that manner, but in the organic situations, it's supposed to be done from a respectable, you know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be respecting the quality of life. And like the brother said, we should be going back to a village mentality. But I think right now, so many of our women, they wouldn't dare to even have the sister, because I heard so many women say, excuse me for saying, but this is verbatim, I can't stand that bitch. I don't talk to no woman. I can't talk to no women. We have so much of that dynamic where if you did leave your child at home and there was a woman, a next door neighbor, or auntie, you might have to be skeptical if they're going to be doing. So I'm encouraging, you're right, the quality of that. But I think while doing that, if that is this woman, in which I've seen it, I saw a woman not have her own children by the husband, but she actually go over to help as the second wife. They're going to have children, but she would help out as a second wife, minus the ego, to help out with the children, to help out with the fullness. And if we had more of this dynamic, even with men, even if there was a man that was going over to help out, you know, just teaching more of this sharing. And like I said, not talking about sharing your man. I'm talking about just sharing, period. The sharing period within a communal, within a village, you know, format, you know, that's something that we definitely have to get to. With being able to practice either, you know, practice, you know, just a regular marriage or a polygamous marriage.
Because what I like more so, even with the point of the whole marriage thing, is I like the fact that man has made that commitment to these two women. As far as with the community, like you saying, it's like everybody just doing whatever. All the men taking care of all the children, all the women taking care of, you know, it's a lot of free flowing stuff going on. There's a lot of energy being going back and forth. I see it better as if you got one man with two women and those three have committed to each other to raise their children and raise their family. I think that's better than just having a free flowing. Not saying that it's not good, but I just think that's better to have that commitment. Look, this is us. We are together. We building. Instead of having the whole block, you know what I'm saying, interacting with each other. Because we still got to add on the fact of them having kids. Let's say you got a man that met two young wives. They're a young couple, and they don't have children. And they decide to have children together. Now, that's different than the whole block saying we all going to be penetrating this woman and producing. You got three men producing kids with this female. That's like in the polyandry thing. And I think all of us really have shunned on the polyandry side where the woman is married to three men because, in my opinion, like we talked about last week, I don't see a reason for a woman in taking three energies. Because we are the man is the outgoer. The woman does take in. She takes in that energy from those men. So I like the community thing.
Both parties taking energy from one another.
I'm talking about the sexual energy, the steaming.
Okay,
you know
of course. You guys give that, but as far as just energy level, spiritual energy, we take in each other, spirits and energy,
and
body chemicals and all that.
And to add on, I think even as we're talking about polyandry, I wouldn't doubt it. Like right now, I think we said we're in a dynamic where we have more women than we have men. But I'm pretty sure within the disaster, the torment, the destruction, the chaos in which this cracker, this European has imposed upon us, I'm pretty sure there was a situation where a cracker came in and he wiped out or he took all the women for himself.
Yeah.
Or these are the dynamics. So even in the case, and I heard somebody talk, as I'm still studying, somebody said, you know, just to keep order sometimes, you might have a woman married to several men, you know what I'm saying, in a certain area. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not condoning that. But I'm just saying, in the disaster, in the chaos, and the destruction that this European has caused, and sometimes, like, he's wiped out a whole area. And to say that maybe sometimes we only had a couple men or maybe a couple women and a whole lot of men. This is just the dynamics in which the European has inflicted. But I wouldn't promote that, but I want to understand it. And I don't want to be just so biased inside us being basically separated and torn from our family. I do know that we have had to do certain things and alter and make certain changes, to kind of put us back to an organic place. So, get back to that place.
Yeah, the situation could have caused for it to happen in the situation.
Yeah.
Just in the times we're living in now, the polygamy makes more sense than the polyandry.
Right.
And what we're going through
right
here in North America.
Right.
Yeah.
I put them on the same level. I think for me they're just as equal. If it's okay for a man, it's okay for a woman. You still have to have somebody to really spend time. You have to, when you develop any relationship, and you still have to be able to spend time, even if it's your own child. So if a father is not able to you know, give his children the right amount of time, that can create a problem. So if he's out here and he has 10 wives and he got them all pregnant at the same time every year, and he's just having babies, they got to make sure they can spend time with these kids to raise these kids the right way. Because like I said before, you run into an issue of they're not going to be as quality as you would like them to be just because you have tons of them. And if a woman can have a child a year, you know, let me ask you this. This is a good question, I think. Are you guys opposed of a woman having 10 baby daddies?
I don't see a reason for that.
Well, the reason would be the same, to reproduce of good quality men, and it would be the same purpose.
That took ten years.
It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. She's still getting good quality kids, is what we're trying to do here.
So, what's the first
woman having 10 baby daddies?
I am. Yeah,
I ain't gonna
this.
Walk the fence. I am.
I will say this: if that one black woman had 10 quality men, like around, definitely they probably gonna be some main dingoes. They're gonna be ready to lay it down. So I just feel sorry for that woman having to support these men, and they, you know, the height of their sexual peak is they just, you know, like I say, it probably will. If a woman had that, do all that, it would be different for a man. But it'll be a woman having to take 10 men, it'd be okay for a man saying, like I said, just to show that the dynamics are definitely different. If a man were to have sex with 5 of his wives versus 5 husbands having sex with, you know, that wife, or with the, you know, with the wife real good, you know, that's probably, she probably ain't gonna be in no shape to do no motherly duties.
Yeah.
That's
if I had three wives, right, and I've impregnated all 3 of them in that year. Now I got 3 kids. Say what?
So we're not talking about retarded numbers here. My grandmother had 10 kids. You got women that have had, you know, more than 10 kids. That's, I threw out of just the average number for a woman that would consider to have a large family. And they do it. My grandmother was single, and she raised 10 kids. So it's
there's nothing wrong with having that many kids. I'm just saying, why does that woman have to have the 10 baby daddies? What was the first three or four not doing to support her and her children? Because if a man is being a man, she should not have to keep continuing to rebuild with these other men.
I thought we said it was about producing quality kids.
No, I think you missed the whole conversation.
It's way bigger than having quality kids.
It's bigger than having just a quality kid.
We had a full conversation about producing quality kids there. We had a full-blown conversation about producing quality kids.
So what are you intaking here when we talk about quality kids?
Oh, my God. You can't take a woman having 10 baby daddies. You can. It's all hunky-dory for a man having 10 baby daddies.
That's what I'm saying.
You're taking on the wrong mindset in this. What I'm saying is,
as a man, okay, I impregnate you, right? Boom. If I'm doing everything that I need to do as my manly duties for you, you tell me, why come I just can't impregnate you again next year? Why do you have to get a different man to do it? Now, before you answer that, let's go back to what I was saying about the man having 2 women. Because
I've already established the fact that there is a shortage of good men. So what I'm saying is, why does she have to settle to produce with a no good man when she can produce, she can share a quality man and reproduce that way? That's what I'm saying. It ain't just, you see, it's bigger than what you just limited it to. You get what I'm saying now? You following me now?
No, nope, absolutely not.
You still lost?
Because...
You still lost?
Yes, I am.
Well, okay, let's break it down to the first question. If I produce, if I'm all the man I need to be, I'm doing handling my business, and I'm produced with this woman, why when it's time, when her body is able to produce again, why does she need to get another man to do it? Answer that for me.
Okay, well, first...
They got quiet.
Yeah, I'm going to speak. first,
come on, it's a long time.
Like I was saying,
the clock ticking.
Are you ready? Are you prepared now?
I'm ready. Come on.
Okay. First off, you asking this ridiculous question like this is really helpful to you. Just as if a man can wait, you know, a woman can wait, they both can wait.
Uh-huh.
So even with a man having multiple women, why you can't wait till she drop her baby to then get her pregnant again? Why you got to be with another woman and another woman to get them pregnant, talking about you want to produce and reproduce and all that, and reproducing and community and quality. And if a man is doing, there's nothing.
I can answer
too
fast if you want.
Go ahead.
You want me to answer real quick? Because then what we're saying, what's going on nowadays is, what's going on in today's situation is, we have a shortage of good men. It ain't like it's a lot of good men out here. I can see if we had the situation where we had very few women and all these abundance of good men, but this, it's the opposite. And what
we're living in today,
we have more women than men. That's why it makes sense.
I got you. Okay, listen. No, that doesn't, because I just have another baby with another man who's a good man, even if he with another woman, it don't matter if it's about just reproducing, like you thinking, I can just go get me another good man, have a baby with.
No, it's more than reproducing. That's why I know you didn't hear me when I said about a union between the family. It's more than about reproducing.
They would be family if everybody's in agreement, like you said, everybody in agreement with this, they become family, right?
No, so we're gonna have to continue this. Okay. I see this now.
When it applies to a man having more than one woman, but it ain't no family thing when a woman is having more than one baby daddy. Not everything that you said that applies to the man don't exist for the woman. I got you, lovely.
But I got to say this. Appreciate you calling in and building with us, man. We enjoyed the conversation. Feel free to stay in touch with us, man. Call in on us every week. We on every Sunday from 6 to 7:30. It's Collective Minds Radio. I'm Mufasa Ra. Love to say, Brother Kevin. So we appreciate you calling in and building with us, brother. Hopefully you can even log in and check out last week's show also. We really appreciate you calling in.
Indeed. We appreciate it, bro.
It was good. Good conversation.
All right. With that, we're going to get ready to sign out. So, hey, again, good debate, good conversation. You know, we probably ain't going to never just get to where we all on the same board with this, but like we said, it's not for everybody. You know, but what I want to say is, hey, everybody, we need to do better as a community, as a whole. Men, take care of your children. Women, take care of your children. Take care of each other. Love each other. Spoil each other. Y'all got something to say real quick before we sign off? Get up there.
Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Collective Minds
Radio.
Thanks for the support. Peace out, y'all.
Peace.